Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Oy.
There's a few home remedies up there as well.
Let me tell you.
I'm telling you.
Ooh. Red cob, white cob.
Soothing. Ooh, yeah. Skunk cabbage.
Skunk cabbage.
Very soothing. Let's move on.
Shall we?
Yeah. Let's have some poetry here. The late J.B. Allen is riding along with us. I love this poem. This is called The Medicine Keepers.
A man might live and work beside the fellas round the wagon and never say two words, unless it's just hoorah and bragging. But sometimes in solitude of some old line camp shack, he smooths a fruit can label out and writes there on its back. A group of words redeemed from time to last when he moves on. Set down with hurried flourish for his memory of them's gone. The spelling may not be exact or commas where they ought, but there within those rugged lines a mood is somehow caught. Might be full of sadness from a death or crippled friend to just a mournful yearning for a way that's bound to end. Some others could be bought in full of life and mirth or stories about some saddle horse that has no peers on earth. There's many through the years been lost or burnt or throwed away, but others yet survived to give us views of yesterday. And still, amongst the working hands, the words come now and then to write a living history of the stock and earth and men.
Boy, that is some good stuff right there from the late J.B. Allen. Man, oh man. Yep. All right. Well, we have delved into, and we're continuing into.
Yes, we are.
Home remedies, soot,
kerosene-soaked
rags, and soot to cure the strangles.
The strangles, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, there you go.
Well, we also got to go the castor oil.
Oh, my, yeah.
Cod liver oil.
Absolutely.
You know,
right.
If you mom fell off the running board of the car and they thought she broke her arm, so they got the cod liver oil out so to help her broken arm.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, you only had so much that you could use, I guess, back then, and you did what you could do, I guess,
well,
right?
The funny thing that I remember about that story,
yeah,
Mom liked the taste of
cod liver oil. Yeah.
Oh,
man. And that is some strong stuff.
I've never even smelled it or seen any.
Well, now it's really refined. So it's palatable now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but back then, it was not refined. It was just like straight grab a cod, squeeze his liver, here you go.
Well, castor oil, that's made out of castor beans. Isn't that a poison?
You know. All right. There is so much out there, you know. I'm surprised that Dad didn't get his bottle of Kumbalt's caustic balsam
there out. You go.
And rub it on Mom's arm.
Well, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a time Dad mixed a few things together.
Woo.
And it blistered him.
It could peel your hide,
it
boy.
Blistered
Let
him.
Me tell you what.
Absorbing and caustics, Kumbalt's caustic balsam. And,
Man. And absorbing, it'll raise a well.
Oh, man.
Just by itself.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
I remember I was running track one time and I'd pulled a hammy or a calf or something like that and had a track meet, and Dad says, here, let me fix you up here. Rub that on. And, oh, my gosh. I don't know if it helped. I can't ever remember. I just remember how bad it burned.
Well, that's like nature's gel.
Oh, there you go. The nature's gel. Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah. Playing rugby. Yep. We would use horse liniment periodically. And I mean just burn.
Well,
burn
it works, though.
Burn the hair off your leg. Holy moly. Absolutely right. But
ooh-wee.
Yeah. All right. Horse liniment.
Horse
and
liniment.
I don't think that was really the name of it.
No.
Kumbalt's caustic balsam.
That's just what Dad
That's
called
what
it.
That's what Dad called any kind of horse liniment.
Well, you know, back before Dad passed away, we were cleaning out our saddle shop.
Yeah.
And we come across a half a bottle of that Kumbalt's
whatever
caustic
it
balsam.
Was, huh? Yeah.
And Dad says, give me that. And it'd been there for 40 years or
wow.
50.
Yeah.
And he took it home
he
and
took
used
it home
it.
And used
Still
it.
Still good.
Can you imagine how potent that stuff was? Now, that makes me wonder, does that stuff get more potent with time or less potent
you
with
know,
time?
Dad never said and I never asked.
You never asked. I'll be darned.
Ouch.
It was just a brown bottle of horse liniment.
Horse liniment.
Man.
Brown, stinky.
Right, right.
Well, blue vitriol. You can't even get it anymore, I don't think.
Probably
you know,
not.
They used it on the workhorses,
yeah.
You know, on the horses that were pulling the mowers and the
sure.
rakes and stuff.
Sure.
Ajax wouldn't take that
I
stuff
I mean to
off.
Tell you. DMSO.
Oh,
for
nasty.
For heaven's sakes.
Nasty.
I remember when Dad went through his DMSO
yeah,
phase, you
uh-huh.
know. Everything he touched.
Yeah.
We could taste.
Yeah.
You know, DMSO is one of the few things that will cross the blood-brain barrier.
Right.
All right.
And
that's
it doesn't
why,
take much.
That's why when you rub it on you, you can taste it. All right. And you can smell it on other people. And they,
yep.
anyway, DMSO. Don't. All right. Just don't.
Yeah.
It does help.
Oh, it does. It works.
I've
it
used
works
it.
Well.
I've yeah. I had it used on me. I can't say that I used it.
Right.
I had it. Dad used it on me.
Well, you don't want to over rub it.
Holy moly. All right. Yeah, we're
if
talk,
you do use it.
We're talking about all these things that I'm not even sure you can get anymore.
I don't know either. I think you can still get the DMSO.
I think you can still get the DMSO, but the Kumbalt's caustic balsam. Absorbing, you can still get absorbing.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
My guess is that has been diluted down.
It has to have been changed.
Because
sure.
that thing had to come with a hazmat warning on wouldn't it?
Well, and they used to come in big bottles.
Big bottles.
Big bottles. We're yeah. talking quarts and pints here.
Well, and it was
not
used.
Just a little.
And it was used liberally.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes I think I'd rather try the onion treatment than have. Have a little bit of that absorbing rubbed all over.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. Well, anyway, just a reminder, folks, do not try this at home. We are professionals. All right.
You know, what do you use for heartburn?
Well, we're going to talk about that, but we've got to end the show.
What?
Yeah. New West riding along with us this week. This is Wild Places.
20 years of wandering and drifting with the wind. Rode for every outfit that cared to take me in. Not a dime to show for all the places that I've been. I'm traveling again. Sometimes on a quiet night when the shadows settle in, you can hear your heartbeat and the voices start again. Why'd you leave it all behind, boy, when you know it might have been? And I'm traveling again to those wild places, so high and so lonesome. It's there I can find some
kisses like young tender kisses.
Soft and satin skin, sweet smell on a love night, and we swore it never end. Young lovers never stop to think the changes in the wind, but I'm rambling on again. Thought I needed time to think and room to move and grow. Headed out to make a life in a traveling rodeo. Next thing I remember, I'm alone and growing old, and I'm traveling, still traveling, always traveling. In those wild places, the silence caresses like young tender kisses. So long ago.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
I know what you use for heartburn.
Yeah.
And I know what you use for an upset
for
stomach.
For a bellyache, too.
All right. Go ahead and tell these folks so they can just see how demented you are.
Little yellow chili, pickled chili peppers. Man, they will cure what ails you.
Good for heartburn, my eye. Come on, man.
Well, you fight fire
fire. You're killing me, Smalls. Got a tummy ache?
I'm not.
Little yellow pickled chili peppers.
I'm not kidding you.
It'll
take your belly ache right away.
I got some type of a paste from a vet, actually, that was homemade for sarcoid tumors.
Oh, really?
I had a horse that had a bunch of sarcoid tumors in his ears.
Oh, no.
And it was a black, nasty paste
like
that. And I can't remember the name of it. And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just took that paste and put it on a rubber glove and just put it on these sarcoid tumors a couple of times.
Yeah.
And, man, before we knew it, they were gone.
Well, back in the day, there was a vet up in Jackson that made a draw salve. He called it a draw salve.
Yeah.
And it was black.
Yeah.
And used it on scratches.
I'll bet it was the same type of thing here.
I couldn't tell you what was in it.
But it worked.
It worked. Yeah. Well, so does axle grease.
There you go.
Right. On scratches.
On scratches, covering it up and keeping it.
Keep the air away from it.
Keep the air from it.
Right.
Right. You know, all right, I have a friend, and do not try this at home,
okay,
who swears that his prostate cancer was cured by using dog wormer, okay?
Okay.
And I said, he says, it really worked. And I says, well, but do you have this uncontrollable urge to drag your butt across the lawn now, or... Are you,
well, anyway. What about the COVID and the ivermectin?
Well, there you go. There you go. All that, you bet. Well, anyway.
Anyway, there's a lot of good stuff out there.
There is. A lot of old timers.
And some of it's booming up.
Had some good remedies. That's right. Folks will want to stay tuned for next week, though.
Why?
Because I know nothing. I will not incriminate myself. I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I'm not saying.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yeah, that's a good remedy.